Hey, I'm sorry it's been a while. I'm a bit tired. I don't know if you can tell. I've been doing a lot of stuff in terms of writing, mainly, and hopefully it should be out soon. Hopefully. I hope I get it out by next week. I'm gonna be real sad if I don't, but there is this questionnaire by Kinky Emmy that I saw, and I was like, fuck it, why not? So, first question, would you rather have sex with someone with a bushy pubic area or someone with a clean-shaven pubic area? I mean, here's the thing. I don't give a shit. Like, really, I do not care. Obviously, I would prefer if it was, I guess, clean-shaven, just for the sake of, you know, not getting hair, like, near my face, but, like, if there's hair, there's hair, you know? It's natural. So, would you rather accidentally send a dirty text message to your boss or your partner's mom? Partner's mom, because that way I can make a joke about it, or something like that. Like, with my boss, I could not. Like, the idea of, like, sending a dirty text to my boss, like, nope, I'm good. Would you rather be a virgin until you are 40 years old, or never be able to have sex after 40? I mean, I think the libido of someone who's 40 years old will significantly, like, be decreased. So, I guess I'll say never have sex after 40. Would you rather be blindfolded or handcuffed during sex? Handcuffed, easily. I like to be able to see my partner. Like, yeah, it's nice to be blindfolded once in a while, but, like, to be able to, like, see my partner but also be restrained and I can't do anything about it, I mean, that's kind of hot. Would you rather be in love... Wait, can I read? Would you rather be with someone who loves rough sex or someone who loves kinky sex? Kinky, for sure. And my reasoning is, with kinky sex, I feel like rough sex, like, I feel like rough sex is a subset of kinky sex, in a way. But kinky sex is just, it's a wide variety, to choose from, versus just rough sex. I mean, it's nice, but, you know, like, there's just not as much to do with it. Would you rather be with a partner who you can't please sexually or a partner who can't please you sexually? Oh, shit. Damn. I would have to say a partner that I can't... Wait, no. A partner that cannot please me. And I'll say that because if I can please him or her, because I like both, if I can please my partner, seeing my partner pleased makes me, like, turns me on and gets me off. So, knock two birds with one stone. Would you rather date a... Would you rather date a bad kisser or someone who is terrible at oral sex? Ooh, damn. Can I choose neither? That'd be great. I mean, bad kisser or someone who's bad at oral sex. I'm gonna have to go with someone who's bad at kissing. Only because, like, oral sex is, like, everything to me, man. Like, if you're bad at that for me, like, that's just... That's a no-go for me. Would you rather date a guy who comes in 10 seconds or a guy who takes at least 4 hours to... Jesus Christ. Damn. I mean, 4 hours? Dude. Like, for me, I don't know. For me, I can't do, like, sex for, like, a long period of time. Like, not, like, 4 hours? Dude, that's ridiculous. Of continuous sex. But, okay, loophole. Cock ring. A cock ring would prevent the partner from coming. So, you can just use that, fuck, and then just let it out, and bam, like a volcano. So, guy who comes in 10 seconds, maybe. You know what? I don't know if it works like that, but let's just say yeah. Would you rather date a porn star or be a porn star? Date a porn star. Because fuck, I could not do porn. Absolutely not. There's no way in hell. Like, funny enough, I literally do audio porn, but no, I could. The amount of work, especially as a woman. But also, I think for me, dating a porn star, because I get to see the true side of that person. Because what the people see online, you know, it's an actor. It's just a show. But I get the real thing. And to me, I'll take pride in that. So, would you rather date a sex addict or a virgin? Okay, why is it so bad to date a virgin? That's, like, that's what I want to know. It's not that bad. I would rather date a virgin than a sex addict. It's, like, it's not... it would actually be an honor if you think about it, like, being able to show the ways of sex to your partner and open their eyes to that world. Like, I don't see, like, that's a beautiful thing. So, like, I don't see why that's an issue. Anyway, would you rather eat your partner's ass or have your ass eaten out by your partner? I mean, I guess I'd rather get eaten out. I mean, that sounds like I don't put in the work, but I mean, I'm just not into rimming. I mean, then again, I haven't tried it, but, would you rather fart uncontrollably when you orgasm or cry inconsolably? I mean, fart for sure, because that's so much, that's so funny. just the idea of like someone coming and then just a fart at the end, and then like you and your partner laughing, like that's a great time. Would you rather fuck your high school crush or your celebrity crush? I mean, I guess my celebrity crush. I mean, I don't know. I don't even think I have a high school crush. That's the thing. So, I guess I'll have to do... I don't think I had one. No, that's a lie. That's a fat lie. Because my best friend... I was crushing on my best friend for a while, so... I guess... I would have to say... Then, yeah. Actually, sex with my high school crush, actually. Because I was in love with her. And we're still best friends to this day, but, whoops. She said she wasn't ready for, like, a gay relationship, so, whoops. Would you rather give a strip tease or a lap dance? Lap dance. Because, actually, I think a lap dance, Because I think, as confident I can be and as outgoing as I can be, I feel like I would be just super awkward doing like a striptease. So I think a lap dance, I think just like, for me, I would have more room to be goofy and be myself in a lap dance. Would you rather give up masturbating for a whole year or sex for 2 months? Sex for 2 months. Easy. Like, that's happened before, so I've experienced it before, and you know what? It wasn't that bad. Would you rather have sex with a priest or a monk? God, that's... Zoink Scoob, that's... Whew, that's awful. God, this is gonna be so weird me saying this. I guess a priest, because there's more of a kink there. But I have never really seen a kink related to monks. Like... I'm thinking way too deep into these questions. God damn it. There was something I read, and it was just like, it was an erotic story. And at the end, it was essentially like, the partner was just like fucking, like, the male was like fucking his partner with a cross. And I was like, of course that exists, but I've never read anything with, like, the male partner just, like, fucking, like, his girlfriend with, like, the staff of a monk. Like, that's just not a thing. So, I guess a priest. Would you rather have bad sex or no sex at all? Eee, damn. Bad sex or no sex at all? I mean... I think no sex at all, because, like, bad sex would just ruin my mood. You know, just, and at that point, I'd be like, just fuck it. Like, I would just masturbate. Would you rather have big boobs or a tight ass? I mean, I guess a tight ass, because, like, big boobs, like, give serious back problems. Would you rather have drunken sex with your female best friend or your roommate? Female best friend, you know, relating to my high school crush. Would you rather have foreplay and no sex or sex without foreplay? Sex without foreplay is fucking horrible. Like, for me, like there are times where, like, you know, you're just caught in the heat of the moment and, like, and that's hot. But, like, there's also times where, like, sometimes the foreplay, like, does more for me than the sex itself. So, like, I would have to say that just the floor, like, foreplay without sex, for sure. Would you rather have office sex or kitchen sex? Kitchen sex. Because that way, after you have sex, you can grab something to eat right then and there. Would you rather have one sexual partner or many sexual partners? One sexual partner. Yeah, like, I can't have multiple partners, because I need to be, like, deeply invested in one partner. would you rather have sex missionary or doggy style? Oh, come on. This is not fair, because I like both, but for different reasons. I don't like that. Why do I have to choose this? I guess if I have to pick, missionary, because there's more variety with missionary. Like, you can do, like, different positions that are also considered missionary, and also, like, I like the deep contact, the deep, like, eye contact that I would have with my partner. So this has been the 25 naughty sexy questions questionnaire. Yeah, I'm sorry I haven't been posting as often. Hopefully, when I finish that script, I can post it, and because I'm really excited about the script. And just thank you for listening. So, hope you guys have a great night. Have a good one. Bye-bye.